This evening's talk, the first of a series in which I hope to explore a number of pressing epistemological questions, is entitled Doing Your Homework. We all know that Alex Colville spent over a year living with the crows and adopting their ways in order to paint his famous picture, Seven Crows. And if you studied Canadian art in school, you may also know that he learned to speak to the crows in their own tongue. And for a short time, he actually lived in a nest. But how many of us have learned the lessons that are implicit in Colville's story? How many of us in our own pursuits have adopted his rigorous work ethic and really bothered to do our homework? In these days of the internet and the Google and the Wikipedia, we have come to expect that whatever knowledge we want or feel we need will always be immediately available, literally at our very fingertips. We have come to believe that anything we need to know, we can know right away, and that we can know it without expending any real effort or time in the learning of it. We have come to expect knowledge to be as readily available and as easily ingested as a fast food hamburger. You will note, no doubt, that I did not say digested. We have come to think that a small dose of information popped into our waiting gullet can solve our ignorance in the same way that a cold tablet can cure our sniffles. But is this kind of information, the kind that one gleans in the moment or two spent on a website or perusing some blowhard's blog, productive of the same kind of knowledge that Colville struggled to attain whilst living amongst the crows? Does the instant acquisition of a collection of facts bestow upon the acquisitor the same kinds of rewards? You can probably guess the answer, and if you can't, I will tell you the answer is no. The University of Otago in New Zealand conducted a survey called the Dunedin Study, starting with newborns born in the years 1972-73. Over 1,000 people were studied and re-interviewed every second year, and those responsible for the study came to an interesting conclusion. They discovered that the key to success in life is self-control. The people in the study who had begun life with the greatest self-control were the most successful today. That is to say, people who were able to delay the gratification of their immediate needs and take a long view inevitably end up happier and healthier and more successful. Why is this? Putting aside the question of what exactly constitutes success, let us concentrate on the question of how someone who is capable of delaying gratification makes his or her way through the world. Imagine, if you will, a giant, delicious cinnamon bun. It is sitting before you on a plate. Now, if you are a person with no self-control and little ability to postpone gratification, you will scarf down the aforementioned cinnamon bun with nary a thought for the future, the ramifications of the increased caloric intake, or even the question of whether you really like cinnamon buns. On the other hand, if you are a person with immense self-control, you will place the cinnamon bun in a Tupperware container and board the next plane on a flight to some part of the world where there is a critical cinnamon bun shortage. Malawi is often a good bet. Or better yet, where there is an expected cinnamon bun shortage. Once there, you will then put the delicious pastry up for sale and consequently make a very tidy profit on the deal. With the proceeds of this transaction, you will then be able to purchase a bakery. There, you will be able to eat cinnamon buns for free for the rest of your natural life, should you so choose. It is pretty easy to see who comes out ahead in this scenario. But how does this relate to what we initially said about the acquisition of knowledge? Well, there are several unforeseen advantages accruing from the plan followed by the individual exercising self-control. First off, or number one, or A, or lowercase I if you prefer, the cinnamon bun trader learns a great deal about the keeping and storing of food. This information will no doubt have a profound effect on the rest of his or her life. Whereas the person who wolfs down the treat may at some future point suffer from salmonella, acquired from improper food storage, it is unlikely that this will happen to our hero. Secondly, or number two, or B, or II, there is the broadening effect of international travel. Everyone agrees that traveling will make you smarter, more empathetic, and well-rounded. Think of the people you knew in high school or university who went to Europe in their final year. Weren't they just better people? And thirdly, number three, or III, the bun keeper will learn the ins and outs of the bakery business. In the process of acquiring and managing a bakery, he or she will no doubt learn about labor relations, payroll, spreadsheets, shipping and receiving, the trucking industry, and myriad other facets of the business, financial, and retail worlds. Now, what about the person who took the other route? The fellow or gal who inhaled the bun the moment it was offered to them. They went for the immediate gratification and exhibited their inability to wait for anything. Maybe as they attempted to wipe the icing from their sticky face, they went online for a moment to look up cinnamon buns on the internet. What did they learn? Possibly they learned that October 4th is Cinnamon Bun Day in Sweden, and that Hamburg is significant for some reason. In other words, they picked up some trivia about cinnamon buns that they will very soon forget. It is, or should be, obvious that knowledge easily gained in an instant is almost instantaneously lost. And further, that this knowledge is very often useless and trivial. If you really want to learn something, it is certain that you must do your homework. Thank you, and good night. Drive safe.